This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Greece Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated the commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defense, shipping, and connectivity. Health Minister Biyoram Waghe, while attending the third conference of the Trained Nurses Association of India, Arunachal Pradesh State Unit held at DK Convention Center, Itanagar today, emphasized the crucial role of nurses in providing compassionate care. He urged nurses to treat patients with the tenderness of a mother and the care of a sister. The event themed Leadership in Nursing, Inspiring Vision, Driving Change brought together health professionals to discuss and promote excellence in nursing. Vice President of TNAI's Northeast Region, Cheryl Susan Tada, in her address stressed the need for positive change and urged nurses to prioritize patient welfare and societal betterment. Director of Health Services, Dr. Riken Rina, also encouraged the nurses to serve with sincerity and dedication. A memorandum of understanding was signed between Dr. B. Borua Cancer Institute, Guwahati, and the State Cancer Society of Arunachal Pradesh to conduct a joint study aimed at uncovering the causes of the high incidence of cancer in the state. This research study is likely to begin soon after completing all the official formalities and ethical clearances starting in the Zero Valley of Lower Subansiri district. The MOU was signed when State's Health and Family Welfare Minister Biyoram Waghe visited the Dr. B. Borua Cancer Institute on Friday. During the visit, Waghe also inaugurated an emergency ward for the people of Northeast at this Cancer Institute. Notably, BBCI is a technical partner in establishing Arunachal Pradesh's upcoming State Cancer Institute at Mitpu near Doimukh. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju on Friday said he interacted with soldiers of China's People's Liberation Army along the Sino-Indian border near Tawang during a visit to an Indian Army post on Diwali. Rijiju also celebrated Diwali with the army jawans at Bumla on Thursday. In a short video posted on X, the Union Minister of Parliamentary and Minority Affairs was seen talking to three PLA soldiers through an interpreter, asking them how they were managing while being posted in such a high altitude area, which is located 15,000 feet above sea level. The PLA soldiers replied that they had no problems while serving in such areas, and they were comfortable. Rijiju also praised the kind of infrastructure built and other development works being carried out by the government along the international border. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta on his maiden tour of West Kameng district today inaugurated the multi-sport stadium in Bomdila under the Khelo India project. In his inaugural address, Gupta urged the youth to engage in sports and help deter the drug menace in the society. The indoor stadium offers facilities for various sports including table tennis, badminton, boxing, a sports gym and more, aiming to draw youth towards sports as a preventive measure against the drug menace. The Chief Secretary also visited the DC office to review its new construction under the augmentation project as well as the new building of the General Hospital. A film on the conservation efforts of Gobuk village in Arunachal Pradesh's Upper Siang district has been shortlisted for the Television for the Environment Global Sustainability Films Award 2024. The film titled Gobuk Harmony in the Highlands, produced by two Tejpur-based Green Hub Fellows with support from Ipum Sirum and Titli Trust, is one of four global films to be shortlisted in the Young Filmmaker Short Film Award category. The film documents the efforts of Gobuk Village to initiate steps to conserve their biodiversity and sensitivize conservation through nature-linked livelihoods. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.